This is Evolve Wrestling's Anthony Green, and you are listening to Everything Pro Wrestling.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, Everyday Pro Wrestling, it can never be you.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by my co-host, Derek.
What's up? What's up?
We are here for a review of AEW Dynamite Fighter Fest 2. While you guys are listening to the intro, make sure you hit that like button, share with a friend, and if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. But time for that intro, so let's get it.
So listen in, let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, Everyday Pro Wrestling, they can never be you.
All right, folks, we got some new technology, little difficulties. I don't know if it's the background color bleeding into my head. So if you see me a little fuzzy, don't worry about it. It's all good. But I see a lot of people in the comment section. We are not going to waste a lot of time tonight getting to it. If you guys like this new setup look, tell me if it works better. If it's like, nah, I don't know, let me know. I know that I can fix the color scheme on this a little bit. So we'll have to mess with it. It's a work in progress. But original Biggie in the chat, Obi-Wan. What's good, original Biggie? Ace also in the house. Ace, thank you for modding up the chat. Azan White representing the Bullet Club. What's going on? BJ said, holy cow, what a show. What's going on, BJ? What is happening, brother? B-Boy Skyline. Jordan, what's good, bro? I see you. Hikaleu has arrived. Yes, Ace, he has. And we've got a lot to talk about when it comes to this show. Chad Schrader also in the chat. What's going on, Chad? Thank you for joining us tonight. Rob, as he has said ever so nicely, the green screen debut. Yes, sir. B-Boy Skyline says, Fuego del Sol. Yeah, he needs to be signed, brother. I agree. Okay, I see it. I respect it. Chat is showing some love. Chad said, what up? I think it's supposed to be Derek and Conrad. I was at a softball game Saturday, and I met Corey Graves and got his autograph.
Oh, wow.
Pretty dope.
Nice.
Jocelyn says, evening. Jocelyn is on the Twitch stream. We are also on Twitch. If you guys don't already follow us, go over to Twitch. Just type in twitch.tv/EPW show. We do stream video games on there, and the podcast is also on there. So if you're ever missing it out and about, feel free. We're also live on Periscope right now. Malik Murray has just joined us. Malik, don't go that far. Bill Goldberg's got a nice two match a year deal. He's living it up. Mike, what's going on, man? Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it, guys. We're always looking for new people to subscribe, so make sure if people are coming in, you guys welcome them, and if they're assholes, kick them out. This is how we do it here, though, at Everything Pro Wrestling. I'm going to keep it a stack with you guys. We're going to try to keep this show moving. Don't want to keep you too late. So let's get business out of the way first. And you know what we got to talk about when we talk business. Tonight's podcast is sponsored by Manscaped. Manscaped is the premier grooming tool for anybody. So if you guys need to shave those areas on your body that need that sensitive care, use Manscaped and use our promo code EPWSHOW to save 20% and get free delivery on the product. And if you love more than just your balls and you love some pro wrestling, you guys can go to powerslam.tv and put in the same promo code EPWSHOW, and you guys will get one free month of pro wrestling on your boy if you guys enjoy pro wrestling like we do. So make sure you guys are always showing love and getting into that. Derek, Fighter Fest Night 2. Derek, you've been gone for a little bit. Rob was taking your place for a little bit of time.
Yeah. Hey, gotta deal with the softball family.
Yeah, and we're not getting paid by them, so I'm going to need my royalty check next week, Amherst Thunder. But had a good time while you were out? I update the people. They like to know about you personally.
Yes, sir. So we had a tournament out this past weekend out in Sandusky, Ohio. And we came in third place, but you know, the team fought well. We played some really good teams. My daughter pitched her ass off this whole weekend. And we just had another game today to set us up for the playoffs next week. And we came out firing today too, 10-2. Mercy rule.
Lord have mercy as well as we get ready to talk this AEW Dynamite stream. Let's start, Derek, with the labors that Chris Jericho is going to have to go through to get a match with MJF.
All right.
This should be, a lot of people showing love. Hold on. Before we get into this, Jocelyn showing some love. Mike is saying that there is no timetable for Bray Wyatt's return. Yeah, I've heard that. I hope Bray comes back soon. The show desperately needs him still.
Big time.
I got a question. Who is the better Bullet Club leader, Kenny Omega, AJ Styles, or Jay White? I'm going to throw this one to Derek. And Original Biggie gave you some props on the Twitch side of things. Who did you prefer? Do you want to rank them? Did you have an order of what you preferred, like when it came to Bullet Club? Because Derek came kind of in the middle of this.
Yeah.
And what's popping sick? Thank you,
sir. I wasn't on to Bullet Club. Maybe until after. No, I say maybe a little bit before AJ Styles was leaving out.
Okay.
So I think I really caught on to Bullet Club when Kenny Omega took over. So by default, I guess I would have to say Kenny Omega because I don't really know who Jay White is.
That'll make Rob smile. Rob says he prefers AJ Styles. It's been a while. I guess Derek can say it now. Oh, no. There will be none of that until it is time. Until it is time, Jocelyn. So, Chris Jericho versus Sean Spears. This was quite a different matchup here tonight. I thought it came off as a little bit different. You were expecting to see a little bit more from MJF as far as creativity, but he picked his guy, Sean Spears, and they added a Five Labors of Jericho Chapter 1. Lots of Greek mythology used in this one. Chris Jericho, Sean Spears, but Sean Spears can use a chair in the match. This one didn't really have too much to it. Jericho had Spears tapping at one point. Tully distracted the ref. And then Sammy Guevara,
Spanish God,
helps Chris Jericho by pulling Tully off the rope and chasing him to the back. But Sean Spears hits a C4 for the near fall. And after the second C4 gets blocked, there's nowhere to go but the Judas effect. It was a GG. Good night, done. He was finished. Chris Jericho gets the win. MJF gets up from the announce desk. He is pissed. Some would say fucking pissed. He was really mad, and MJF gets up and he says, "You know what, Jericho? I had a backup plan all this time if you were going to win, and next week you're going to be in a no disqualification match." Okay, big deal.
Yeah.
But then he said, "You're going to be in a no disqualification match against a man who has robbed a bank without a face mask and stabbed someone in their jugular." And all of a sudden, I was like, "Oh, hell no." It got real bad, and it was the man known as Nick Gage, bro. MDK, bro. I'm not ready for this. Nick Gage popping up into this matchup is definitely something that's going to make things interesting.
Yeah, you know what? This is actually my first time actually seeing Nick Gage. I've never heard of him before, so this should be a treat for me, at least, just because I'm new to him. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, this dude is a deathmatch wrestler. If you want to get to know him before next week, Derek, I highly recommend, and this goes for anybody in the chat as well, that you guys go to check out his Dark Side of the Ring doc. Like, this thing is absolutely crazy.
And I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, like I personally think it's well worth looking into and checking out. But Chris Jericho, Nick Gage, more on that later. Our next matchup was something that kind of came in at the last minute. I don't even know if I have a graphic for it. I don't believe I do, but it's Doc Gallows versus Frankie Kazarian here. It was basically a back and forth match. Doc Gallows is kind of pissed off that Frankie Kazarian has been interfering in their matches on behalf of his boy, Kenny Omega. So, okay, they're going out there to do their damn thing. And during this match, unfortunately, Kazarian fell victim to Doc Gallows. He takes the L in this one. But the aftermatch is what was the real play on this. Kenny Omega says that the Elite Hunter has become the hunted by the Elite. Something stupid like that. Don Callis had to help him out. And before anything could happen, before a real beatdown began, here comes Adam Hangman Page. By the way, when Hangman Page came out, the man spilled half of his damn drink on the way to the ring. Like
that he did,
bro. Drink flying everywhere, and they get out there, and Hangman Page starts to catch the beat down because they're not playing this shit with him either. Like beat him down. Anderson and Gallows are trying, but here comes the Dark Order to follow behind. They're ready to beef and brawl next. And I have nothing but respect. Dark Order come out. They're doing their thing, and after they make the save, there's just a big face off between them. And it looks like that big 5-on-5 match is happening next week.
No.
What do you mean no?
Sloppy.
What's sloppy?
5-minute tag is going to be sloppy, bro.
Oh. Is it sloppy when other companies do it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Nah, bro. It's all sloppy. It may start off good. It's gonna be sloppy somewhere.
Sounds like a hater to me.
Just saying. You name me a five-man tag match.
That's great.
That was not sloppy.
Survivor Series 2003.
Who was it?
Team Bischoff, Team Austin. You got to look it up. I can't remember all those people. It was a lot of randos. But let me go back into...
Is that Attitude Era?
No. Where Ruthless era? Aggression Era. Good try, though. You're done, bro. You're done. I got you for those. Put any one of the ones with Randy Orton in them. Great. Finn Balor, Azan says, when it comes to the Bullet Club leader.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
he was the OG.
Yeah.
Kenny, the Sweeper Omega, blew the Bullet Club up. He left him with Jay White.
Who is Jay White?
Jay White is the New Japan Pro Wrestling Never Openweight Champion. Kenny/the Elite ruined them, and Jay White has done nothing to elevate and relevance for the group. I think that was to add relevance to the group.
I definitely forgot Finn Balor ran it too.
Azan said MDK all day. He said what usually people say. Rob says, if I'm ranking them, 1, AJ, Prince, Devitt, 2, and the last place is interchangeable between Kenny and Jay White. You hating, Rob. I think we got to give Kenny more respect. He had some pretty good debuts and some cool stuff happen in other companies with them. Jericho is going to bleed buckets of his own blood, BJ said. You never know what Nick Gage. Conrad, I can't stand MJF. He needs a taste of his own medicine. Chad, I'm sure it's coming. One of these days, Alice. One of these days. Outlaw Mud Show Wrestling comes to cable. Here we go with that. Aubrey James is coming to the chat, and there are rumors that Daniel Bryan is all elite. We'll try to get into some of those towards the end, so stick around, Aubrey. Remind me of that towards the end if you're still in here. We'll talk about it. I hope the Gage appearance is a one-off. I'm pretty sure it will be, unless he impresses. It could be a tryout. Frankie might be showing up on Axis TV, as Zahn says. Maybe. Frankie could be Impact soon. Interesting. This is going to be an eliminated 5-man tag team match. Yes, I think it'll be good that way. That way it's broken down, Derek, too. It's not like the 6-man tags and all that stuff. I think Derek's just a hater, personally.
It's still going to be sloppy, bro. Someone's going to mess it up.
They have 6-man tag titles in other companies.
The 6-man tag titles are horrible, too.
Wrestle Kingdom pre-show tags aren't sloppy. You'd know if you ever woke up to watch one with us. Tell them, Rob.
Nah, bro.
Daniel Bryan is trending on Twitter. You guys need to chill with the rumors and innuendo. They are coming in here, bringing it. Wasn't the greatest ending in SmackDown history a 5-man match? And there was one on Raw in 2000, for the record. Where everyone was hitting their finisher on each other. Yes, Zick, you are correct. Kenny.
Correction. Greatest SmackDown moment. Rock in the church shoes.
People's elbow. See, you're just diminishing what people are saying. You asked for examples. This is just like the Makihito. Now he's got examples and he wants to deny it or change the subject. Kenny was the best leader of the Bullet Club because he made them expand and become way more global than even before. Even if the ending hurt them, he made them bigger. Tell him, BJ. Frankie worked too hard to escape the impact zone. Terrible. terrible. But let's continue on here with the matchups. I know a lot of people want to get into those rumors. After the whole Dark Order, Hangman Page, and everything, we get Ricky Starks backstage with the FTW Championship and Team Taz. And they said they're going to have a celebration next week because he knows how to party. I would believe it. So Brian Cage is then cut to him, and he's backstage watching with an interviewer near him, I believe Dasha. And he says that, I think I wrote down the quote here. He said, that works because I love Celebration. So it looks like Brian Cage plans on ruining this. Please do not have him be stupid and not know what to do when it's time. I hate that. Let it rock. Right. Let it rock. Did you mention my queen, Maki? It's her birthday. Oh, cut it out. No simping, no pimping. All right? Not tonight, B-boy.
Trash. She gets no love on her birthday either, so.
I need you to meet in the middle on this. You two need to stop.
I can't.
Calling people trash is not right in wrestling either.
Is she good?
What if I got an interview opportunity with her that she listened to this and then she's like, gone.
I'll bite the bullet on that.
You're going to bite that money too. So our next matchup is someone who I believe is getting a tryout for the Best Friends. Your good friend, Derek, Wheeler Yuta. He ends up getting a match here with Darby Allin. So Wheeler Yuta comes out with Orange Cassidy, Darby Allin with Sting. Another solid back-and-forth match to start off with, more so for Darby in the beginning. We had some shenanigans outside with Sting and Orange. Best part of this match.
Yes, it was.
Orange Cassidy puts the hands in the pocket. Sting kicks him before he can kick him. And I'm like, what the hell are you two doing? Bro, this was absolutely ridiculous. So not only did that happen with all the kicks and everything else, the man Sting went, instead of doing his normal Hulk up, what in the bluest of blue hells was going on here? You tell me.
Surprisingly enough, I did not hear Tony Schiavone yell out Sting.
He couldn't. He was being so like, oh, yeah.
So in retrospect, I probably used that wrong, but I don't really care right now. So instead of Tony Schiavone having all that energy, now at that point in time, you should have been like, it's Sting.
It's terrible.
It's dad.
I did like when they did the double kick, too. Like,
almost like the kid and play kick.
Stupid. These guys were funny.
I respect it.
Yeah, they had themselves a little moment. So after that, Yuta goes for two roll-ups. Had the opportunity this close for the win. And Darby did a great job of teasing these kickouts, but he gets out. Eventually, Darby hits a coffin drop. Put him in the coffin. Falls back onto him. 1, 2, 3. Darby Allin gets the win. I'm not mad at it.
Not at all. Yuta actually surprised me, bro.
He's from Ring of Honor. He's a really good talent. I see a lot of people were really enjoying it. Like, hold on here. I'm going to Malik Murray. I don't even want to put this up for longer than a second. Team Taz, we coming for you. Knock it off, Malik. I know what you were talking about. Yuta is good. B-Boy Skyline said, yeah. Derek out here ruining opportunities. I'm sick. I'm trying to tell him. Unprofessional behavior. Makihito, there is nothing personal. I will make sure he is not on the show.
I don't have anything personal against her either.
Derek represents himself on the show from now on is the way we're going with this. Any hate mail can be directed towards Derek's way. I will give you the email address.
Bring it.
You say that now until you start. You don't know wrestling fans. They'll annoy you.
You already know what I'm going to say.
All right. Wheeler Yuta has a face too big for his body, if that makes any sense.
It does.
That's mad mean.
But it does, though.
Darby Allin, broken ribs. Darby's a broken soul.
Right.
Sting memeing with Orange. What's up, Beans? Good to have you in here. Wheeler's going to be all elite very soon. I feel like he's going to take Trent's spot in the Best Friends for a little bit at least, so that Chuck Taylor has a partner. I think it works. Jocelyn says, Sting had to love that. Rob says, I got to disagree with BJ. He and the Bucks made themselves bigger. Sure, the group sold more shirts, and Cody was able to ride that wave. But did Chase Owens or Takahashi stocks ever rise? Here we go. You two take that beef somewhere else. Tiff said, the show ruled. Bridge. She's a big fan of Bridges when you get on the tippy toes. What's going on, Tiff? Everyone ate under eight. Why am I in the middle of this conversation? Kyron and Derek, I miss having Sting come out with the snow in his entrance. The shaved ice will make its return.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not going away. That's not going away.
BJ said, apparently I fat thumps tonight. Tony without Sting is like Cross without Scarlet. no comment. I'm still buzzing like Schwazy. What's going on, E? Loves you to... Yo, welcome back. Yes, that was for you, I think, Derek. Two words, 89 ESR, Jinder Mahal. Ugh. Why you to use those tacky-ass 1970s colors? What's up with everyone judging tonight? What's good? Yeah, that was for you. Welcome back. Independent contractor, you guys have mad comments tonight. No Ricky Spanish tonight. This is mad random. For no reason.
Spanish.
That's bullshit that I even got said. Spanish. Anyway.
Ricky. I had to catch up. Sorry.
I'm sick of this shit. After the match, Orange Cassidy is trying to basically check on Wheeler. The Blade comes out and tags him with some brass knuckles. I respect it. That's a Buffalo thing, Buffalo style, brass knuckles with the tag. And afterwards, we get a video package highlighting the New Japan Pro Wrestling Texas Deathmatch from Wrestle Kingdom 14 with Jon Moxley, Lance Archer, kind of showing the highlights of it. More on that later. And then we see New Japan Bullet Club member Hikuleo in the crowd. If you don't know, that is Haku's son. And if you don't know, Haku is the baddest motherfucker ever in pro wrestling, according to many. So... let it rock. Yes, Haku's sir. A bad, bad man. Whoop that ass. All right. If anytime I got to pick someone, don't ever, when I do Q&As, don't ask me, who am I taking in a fight? It's always Haku. That's it. It's Haku in his prime. Period. Tokyo comes in here talking about Big Smoke. What's good, Tokyo? Jocelyn's laughing. Everyone's laughing. We're having a good time in here. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Let's continue on with match number four on this card. AEW Women's Championship match. Nyla Rose with Vicky Guerrero versus Dr. Britt Baker. DMD. Apparently, I have to say it like that now because that's the new thing. But they were in an AEW Women's Championship match here. And I don't know, Derek, how did you feel going into this one? Have you been feeling like Britt Baker's reign so far? Has she been doing well?
I got to say, I feel like Britt Baker's reign right now is kind of stale because I feel Nyla just doesn't bring me that it factor like she used to. It may be because she's been out for a while. Well, not out, but like she hasn't been in the picture for a while.
Do you think it's the lack of attentiveness to the women's division, maybe?
Yes.
That's tough because they have been featured more. Chat, like, tell me what you're thinking on this one. Like, as far as the women's division, your thoughts on it overall, how have you been feeling? Has it been neglected in your opinion lately? Let's get into the matchup, though, while they put those down. Paul Turner is the first note I have in here. He's catching some heat for missing the count on a backslide. Everyone thought Britt Baker won, and apparently he said it was a two count. They got to stop trying to cover up these, like, errors if it's happening. I don't know if he missed it or not. I couldn't tell if the shoulders were up. I was too busy helping the intern, trying to get sauce all off of his face, and it was everywhere, all right? So I missed it. All I saw was two, and I saw the kick out, and people were like, boo, bullshit, boo, you fucked up. You know how fans get. So, and Paul Turner is usually a referee that I do enjoy. In the match, though, Rebel gets Nyla, or not Nyla, gets Britt Baker a glove, and a victory roll is used to pin Nyla, only for a two count. Rose comes off the top rope with her signature knee, and she landed that shit perfectly. I will give Nyla Rose props on that. That move is beastly. Like, Nyla adds something to the matches when she's in them, but it's the build and stuff that I'm always just like, what are we doing?
Right. Like I said, I feel like Nyla's just been kind of stale lately, and I don't know. She had the it factor in the beginning, but now I'm just kind of like over it.
Right.
I think she just, because she wasn't really around for the feud with Sheeta, really. I mean, like, she wasn't there for that, so just kind of, like, she wasn't in the picture like she normally would be. I felt like she was in the picture more when Sheeta had the title in the beginning. Just to get the rematch going and everything. But after that, like after a while, it was just kind of like, all right, you're out of here.
BJ said, Haku is Jericho's third challenge in a bar fight. Knock it off. We don't want to see Jericho lose like that. John Moxley was crazy. We'll get into that match towards the end. Nyla finally got some good gear with the Onita colors. Yeah. Nyla shouldn't tap out. She's a beast. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, but that grip right there, if you actually really apply pressure, you really can't do anything.
Yeah, that's probably like a real, real move, kind of like the Tongan death grip. Got to watch out.
Ooh.
I had to pop up on here. Let me hop on here. I created Ricky Spanish. Don't be using my ish. Okay, back to Twitch. Women's roster definitely needs one or two names as mean to kick. Yeah, Six said that to me in a private message earlier, for sure. I mean, DMD is over as a babyface. Is she a babyface? I don't know. But let me finish off what happens in the rest of this match. She came off the rope with the knee, got a two count. Britt Baker lands super kicks. Nyla Rose hits a choke slam. We see some roll ups, two curb stomps. Nyla still kicks out at two. They made Nyla a beast in this match. She kicked out of a lot of shit. Like, that was like, oh, I even like the Eddie spot where they grabbed the belt. She acts like she got hit. Vicky holds the ref's leg. So then Nyla's like, oh no, you're about to hit me. And then the ref catches her. It was beautiful. Sets up for the beast bomb. I thought it could have been over when she hit that. I was like, yo, they're about to give Nyla this belt back?
Yeah. Honestly, bro, I have to say this is probably my match of the night.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nyla and Vicky are sexy as nuns. Enjoy. Eric said, gotcha. Yeah. Why not just bite the finger? So supposedly the move enables you from biting down, like you're stuck and she has control of your jaw. Is that's what it's supposed to be, going back to like the Mankind days of the mandible and why that people use that move. You can't do it and they have full control of what's going to happen to your jaw, and you're like, yeah, I better tap before they get me. Wrestling. So yeah, roll through, lockjaw, put it on Nyla. She's forced to tap out. GG. That's it. Good night.
Game time.
Good win for Britt Baker. I wonder where they're going to go moving forward with her. We got to get back to Thunder Rosa at one point, I assume, right?
Yes.
In the future.
Because they have they have unfinished business as well.
Right.
So, because what was it? Like the last time they actually met was when they jumped her in the hallways?
Yeah, they definitely tried to beat that ass.
Right. So
We'll get into it more once we know a little bit more. Let's get into next week's promotion. We had a promotion for FTR versus Santana and Ortiz next week to promote the matchup that they're going to be having. They kind of like those weird MMA boxing type interviews where there's like two tables. They're on both sides. Apparently, Conan's going to be managing Santana and Ortiz. And I love Santana. Like, FTR was great on their promo work here too. But San fucking Tana has been great, dude. Like when he brought out the pictures, he was like, "You see this picture?" And he pulls it out of his jacket. He's like, "This is a picture of my mom from when she was 15 years old, when she had me. You see this picture? This is a picture when my mom got her first apartment." Then he pulled out a newspaper and he was like, "You see this piece of paper? This is when my mom had to fight the landlords." And it's basically showing the hard times that I don't know if it's Santana and Ortiz is Proud and Powerful done. I don't know what the hell they're doing with these names anymore. Like, bro, this shit was fire. That's all I can say. And I really liked that when they were about to fight, everyone came in to break it up. This is going to be a big match for next week, and I'm kind of hyped to see it.
Absolutely. I'm definitely ready for it. Santana and Ortiz definitely need to get boosted up to for the titles at some point.
I'm laughing at Six comment. Six said, "Jack has got a lot of pockets. You know how it is. I had to put the city on, Six. NYC, bro. You know how they do. Got a couple watches for you. I got some stuff for you." This reminds me of the Key and Peele skit for some reason. That wasn't an MMA setup. That was like JCP contract signings from 86. I bet Tony and FTR pitched it. Listen, whatever you want to call it, BJ, I was just trying to give people a visual.
Right.
A visual. Hard times, baby. Hard times. Proud and Powerful will win at NYC. They're winning the tag titles at that Arthur Ashe Stadium show. I'm calling it, bro. Don't. B-Boy, you already know, bro. I'm calling it, too. I think they're going to become the tag team champions at that show. But we'll see. It'll be like a homecoming for them. As you hear, the intern agrees in the background. After that, Tony Schiavone gets to interview Andrade El Idolo. And we find out that he has a new executive assistant, Derek. And who is it? The nephew of Eddie Guerrero.
Chavo
Guerrero is announced as his new executive assistant. But what about Death Triangle? What does all this mean? Well, here comes Pac, Pentagon, Phoenix, and Alex Abrahantes. And Andrade wants Pentagon and Phoenix to work for him. Pac says, "No, they don't work for me. We are all the same."
Together.
I like it. They basically put it down in the spirits. But where are we going with this, bro? They look like they wanted to beef, but then it got broken up a little bit. Andrade and Chavo. And who was the third guy in that? Yeah, they just retreat.
Yeah.
We're going to find out he's a wrestler. Watch.
Probably one of the best kept secrets in wrestling today. I don't know, bro. I definitely hope that this turns out to be something. I would like to see Andrade and Pac wrestle. I think that'd be an awesome match.
Yeah.
I think all of them together would be an awesome match.
I wonder this, though. Would Pentagon and Phoenix turn on Pac to be with Andrade?
I hope not, because didn't they turn cold before?
I don't know. They switch a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
who knows? Who knows what their motivations are? But maybe it's for money. B-Boy Skyline is talking about LIJ to AEW. Take it easy. Chavo makes me miss Glow on Netflix. I like Glow on Netflix. I hope they finish that final season, because I want to see what happened. After this, we see highlights of Marco Stunt getting beat down by Angelico and Private Party. Next week, it is announced it'll be Christian and the Jurassic Express to challenge them. Okay. After that beatdown, dirtbags, Christian seemed pretty upset. QT Marshall and the Factory say they will issue an apology next week to Tony Schiavone for dumping that protein shake on his head. And you know them shits stink. If you actually drink protein shakes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Them shits smell bad.
Absolutely, no.
Six said, "Yo, Pentagon, Phoenix, and Andrade are the Death Triangle. Pac needs to be in the singles division." Some people can see that. I could see the argument made for why they need to turn heel. As long as we don't hear "excuse me" again, Jocelyn says.
That's true.
Chavito, hold it down. E says the third guy was like the, is that supposed to be the lint roller guy? Oh. He's the Sebastian, like, yo. I got a question. So is Andrade a heel or a babyface? I believe Andrade's a heel.
Well, if you come out in the black mask from Batman, I would assume
he's a heel.
Exactly.
He's a heel, damn it. So let's see here. We have, after that, the Blade with the Bunny in a matchup here. It looks like the Blade comes out. He thinks, I've already wrecked Orange Cassidy's jaw. What more do I have to do? Well, Orange Cassidy comes out through the crowd. They begin brawling. At one point in the match, the Blade played possum. The Blade played. That's real tough to say. The Blade played possum. Say that five times fast. Holy shit. The Blade played possum and gets on the advantage of it. Yo, that gut wrench powerbomb on the turnbuckle. Fucking tripping. I would never do that move. Never. Ever, ever, ever. If you were like, yeah, let me just do a gut wrench powerbomb to you on top of the turnbuckle. Bro, Orange Cassidy bounced off that shit and fell to the floor. I know that shit hurt. Just thud. Just.
Well, the big question is, when was the last time you've seen a gut wrench powerbomb?
Jake Hager. I trust. Nah, bro, he does them right. Jake Hager's a beast. I'm tired of y'all shitting on my man Jake Hager. He's nasty with it. Dude, this was bad. I've never seen someone take one on the top rope like that, though. That was just, ugh. Afterwards, they get into it, take advantage. The Bunny and Chris Statlander both get into it. Both of their stablemates get pushed into them. Whoa! A corkscrew tombstone for a two count from the Blade. What the hell? And then he kicks out. Orange Cassidy kicks out of that move. Blade's like, what the hell do I have to do to win here? He gets the brass knuckles thrown to him from the Bunny. Not enough because he's eating the orange punch. 1, 2, 3. Orange gets the win. After the match, he puts on the knucks himself, punches him. That should be a broken jaw, right?
It should be.
Am I right? That should definitely happen. yo, hold on. We got to go into the chats. Chat Trader protein shake smells like someone farted. Oh, it's leading to that too, bro. Trust. The dude reminded me of Busta Rhymes' hype man.
Oh, Spliff Star?
Spliff Star. I'm not sure why I'm not feeling that feud at all. Flip mode squat. let's see here. The Blade, so old in AEW. I remember watching him in Impact not that long ago. Listen, the Blade is a good guy from my local area. Yep. Much respect to him for his hard work he put. I'm glad he's getting rewarded. The mask is both a Black Mask tribute and an LIJ shout out. Roosh and Naito both wore them too. Thank you, Rob, our New Japan resident head of the table. The Blade. Oh, wait, that was the same thing. Why did you write the same thing twice? I'm tripping. Spliff Star. Conrad, the Bunny was a peach tonight. I see what you did there, Chad. I see what you did there. Jake had like one good match in the Wardlow MMA joint. You know, they aging it the heck out of that joint. I think Jake Hager's really good. I like him.
Jake is good.
Yo, no, a lot of people always act like he's shit. I'm just like, I'm not saying the dude's the world champ. Like, but I'm saying he's a solid hand. Like, I would use Jake Hager as a wrestler. He's good. We know what the weaknesses and strengths are of him, but he's a legit MMA fighter right now. He's undefeated, technically. I'm not mad at it.
Wait a minute. Didn't he lose to somebody recently?
Nope. It was a draw. Was I believe, a draw? Or no okay. contest. Whatever they call it in MMA for he's in Bellator.
Oh.
You know, they always got some bullshit going on in that. I can see Blade and Orange Cassidy in a brass knuckles match. I hear you, Malik. Put him on a pole. Let Russo book it. Chris Jericho says that next week he's facing Nick Gage, but he's got to bring a different version of himself out, and he shows himself as the Painmaker. So Chris Jericho's going to be rocking the Mom Said Take Me to the Mall jacket. He is prepared. So then we find out next week we got FTR versus Santana and Ortiz. Private Party and Angelico, representing the HFO, will be taking on Christian and the Jurassic Express. The Elite will be taking on Hangman Page and the Dark Order. 5-on-5 elimination match. But there's implications to this. If Hangman Page, if this match is good next week, you are coming on here and issuing an apology, right?
Absolutely. I will issue an apology.
And I will never hear anything bad about six-man tags again until we see like 10 bad ones straight.
Not going that far, bro.
Nah, see, he will not be a man of his word.
I said I was a man of my word. I said I would, if it was a good match, I will praise it.
No, I want an apology because you shit on this before it even happened.
Bro, those haven't been the best matches.
Stay away from the Dippin' Dots.
Damn Dippin' Dots.
Painmaker is back, man. Painmaker brought to get the backyard wrestling in. It's about to get the backyard wrestling in. Oh, Tony Khan. Also, yes, Azan, thank you for bringing it up. Tony Khan does have a big announcement next week as well about a new live event. What does that mean? I don't know. We'll have to see. Next week's show is going to be crazy, BJ says. Yeah, next week, Fight for the Fallen should be really good. And Positive E says he loves the trios match. See, it's just for some people. Some people love it. We also find out, too, that Hikuleo is going to be challenging the winner of the IWGP U.S. title match tonight. And in 2 weeks at AEW Homecoming, Cody Rhodes versus Malakai Black.
Mm.
They'll be back in Jacksonville at Daly's Place.
Can't wait to see that. I think that's going to be a good match.
Right? Right? It should be good. Jocelyn said New Japan on AEW next week. I like the little emoji with the fire hands. Yes. That should be really, really good. And I feel bad now. I had this graphic and I didn't use it. Oh well. So let's get into the main event of the evening. It is for the IWGP United States Championship. It is Lance Archer versus the champion John Moxley. Bro, if you didn't see this match at Wrestle Kingdom, I really feel like you might have missed out. Like, this was an amazing matchup. Very, very happy with what these two always produce. I think they're tremendously talented. And this match kind of had a lot riding on it, Derek. We have Moxley, who's kind of been held in high regard, but he's not the world champ really anymore. And he's kind of been just floating around. You got Lance Archer. Jake the Snake Roberts just signed in a 2-year extension on his deal. And Lance Archer, I shouldn't say extension, a new 2-year deal. And Lance Archer is desperately needing a victory. He's kind of been slept on a little bit by some. We always question, why isn't he getting the push? Why isn't he getting the next thing that's happening?
And rightfully so. He definitely deserves that because he has been working his butt off. And the opportunities just keep passing him by.
Right? Tony Khan, tell Conrad and Derek what I want is a special match. Malik Murray says, I see Cody and Black in the street fight. Main event was amazing. Oh, yes, it is time to get into that. Almost the same ending from 2019. Correct. And I love that they played into that, Jocelyn. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you picked up on that because that was something that was like one of the things I noticed. Bro, at one point we had a fan from the crowd getting slammed on top of Moxley. Why do they abuse some of these fans in this? I know it's a plan, but come on now.
Some of them need it.
You ain't lying about that. Oof. Effing wrestling fan sometimes, bro. Moxley gets his hands on a fork. I don't know why we went Abdullah the Butcher in all of this. They were tripping. Like, tripping.
Yeah. Let's see. I want to say Lance Archer, when he first got stabbed with the forks, or the fork, I want to say that was maybe like 15 quick times. Like, boom, 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 boom. Like, he was tripping.
Yeah, he went in, bro. That blood was leaking quick, too. Like, however they did that, immaculate.
Beautiful.
How old is John Moxley? I'm not sure. I want to say he's got to be in his 30s. You going to check on that?
Yeah.
All right. So during all of this, both guys eventually end up bleeding from their head. We see a paradigm shift. Archer gets up before the 10 count happens. So this is kind of like a last man standing match, basically. But they call it a Texas death match. It used to be you had to get pinned, and then they would start the 10 count for it. Bro, in all of this, while they're doing it, Moxley sets up two tables similar to how Jocelyn had just brought up in 2019. But this time he added barbed wire that are on these platforms and put them on top of the tables. He's getting ready to go for this paradigm shift off the apron. And this time, Archer blocks, choke slam through the barbed wire. Moxley eats shit. He's bleeding, and he can't get up at the same time. The ref counts the fastest.
Oh, my God.
Knox was like, three, 4, 5, 6. I'm like, bro, he's not going to get up that fast. He just got freaking choke slammed into some barbed wire. But I think it was like, let me make sure he's okay too, because I think he was kind of getting nervous about it. So I'll give Knox his credit on that one. 10 count winner. We have a new IWGP United States champion for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Lance Archer is back. Two-time IWGP US champ. Archer needed this win. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. He's been on a downward spiral a little bit, and I think this is a big opportunity for him. Let him rock with it for a while.
Think Moxley's taking some time off for dad time. I would absolutely hope so. Let him rack it up. Lance's bump card is filling up on network TV right in front of my salad. They use the salad with a damn salad fork. I had a salad tonight too, bro. I understand. Santana got locked up for his fork. Moxley better be gone for a while. BJ Good. Comment of the night. COVID is still around and we're sharing blood. I dig it. Freaking, yeah, they were going in. Kyra Dirk, I would not want to be in that ring with John Moxley with a fork in his hand. Chad, 100%, bro.
Right.
Hikaleu was the talk of the night. Yeah, you don't want to mess with him. That's a big boy. Salivating for Black's debut. Rob says TV time count out. You know what? TV time count. I felt that too, Rob, but they still had time. They were okay. Like, that face-off was kind of long, too, in the ring at the end. Lance Archer and Hikaleu face off because they're going to be facing each other next week. Give me the fork. Hold the hepatitis. Peace, bro. So is CM Punk back? Listen, all right, we're going to talk about these rumors, Derek, because we have to. I feel like we have to address these two things.
All right, let's talk.
Yo, number one, CM Punk. CM Punk's one of my favorite wrestlers. I just did a Money in the Bank 2011 retro view with Casey. Go back and watch it. Derek, I hope you enjoyed it, especially the Big Show comments that are in there. Definitely check it out. Big Show, Casey said, has one of the all-time great themes because you recognize it's him, and he didn't need any generic rock or anything. You just know when you hear the, well, and Obi-Wan, I have not input your things yet. Trust me. I've been a very, very busy man. I've been at the zoo, the aquarium, everywhere because of the intern. So, yes, the rumor is CM Punk wants back in wrestling. Ooh. It's been proven, and there's been talks now that he wants back in. And this is confirmed from reliable sources, supposedly.
Is he back in wrestling shape?
I don't think he ever wasn't in shape because he was still training for MMA. So he's always been in shape. But my thing is this. I got to believe it when I see it. We've been talking about this shit since 2014.
Right.
I'm waiting until it happens. Big Show best ECW champ. Eric, now you know I'm looking at you like you're crazy, right? Cut that out. We cannot even have that slander on here. And I like Big Show. I'm the nice one to Big Show on this show.
That he is.
I don't see CM Punk coming back to wrestling. I'm just saying, Chad, I'm taking this approach. I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm not saying I do. When he's on the stage, I'll believe it.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, when he comes out, let's just take it from there when he comes out.
Daniel Bryan, also rumored that he has signed with AEW today.
I respect it. I would like to see Daniel Bryan.
I think Daniel Bryan wanted to go to other places. I'm not going to lie. I think he wanted to pick his opponents, and Vince doesn't trust it. I mean, you can't blame Vince either, though. Chris Jericho basically did that tour, and he basically, I know he wasn't signed technically, but he was asking for Vince's permission and shit. Fuck all that. Vince basically like let one of his guys go away. Like he was like, yeah, go ahead. And he let him mingle with other people and they got his ass. They corrupted one of my guys. They got him out the WWE bubble. They want to keep you in that bubble. This is corporate bullshit I'm talking right now, but I'm keeping it a stack. Your company does the same thing to you. Like they want you there. So you're there for 8 hours. You ain't got too much time to talk to people. You go home. They want to keep you. I need you here. You're my guy. I can't have this happen. That's when you know you're valued. But at the same time, Daniel Bryan wants to do what he wants to do. You outgrow companies, too, eventually.
Ah, let him rock. If he wants to leave, let him leave.
No, I think with AEW, he knows I'll be able to go to Japan, Mexico. I can wrestle the guys that I want.
And... No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like WWE just release him. Let him do what he's going
to
do.
Malik says, I can see him, CM Punk, coming to AEW and having AJ Lee joining AEW too. If she wants to wrestle too, that's up to her. Sig said, if Punk comes to AEW, CJ's going to cry. Well, thank you, Obi-Wan. Bobby Lashley was the best ECW champion ever. Ace, I'm looking at you like you're crazy too. Cut it out. Stop, disrespecting the ECW legends right now by even saying this. Punk's going to take that Jarrett guitar shot and not come back 7 years again like Hogan. Don't even, Derek. I got a question. If he does come out, is he using the WWE theme song? If he wants it, I think Punk's going to want to do something new and fresh, though, knowing him.
Yeah.
Enjoy the animated emotes. I am, Jocelyn. I am. Keep them coming. You think WWE changed up their formula if both Punk and Brian show up? I don't think they got a choice, BJ. That's roster shaking.
They would have no other choice but to do it.
Sick writes this every time. Brian, it's Vince. Seriously, call me. Call me back. Chad, I hope the rumor of Daniel Bryan is true because that would make sense for him. He hasn't wrestled any time with WWE. I don't know. Sick knew me before I was doing the podcast, and I know some others have too. I don't know if you guys have ever heard me go off about the CM Punk shit. But when you ever see those podcasts come up and there's like CM Punk on it, just click it. Click it for me and know that you're going to get a good podcast out of this because I'm going off the day I get to talk about it because how they handled him was so terrible and stupid and they blew a lot of money, in my opinion. A lot of money. All right, y'all acting like I said Vince. Vince was great. Vince had the do-rag. Do-rag ECW champ Vince is a legend. Big Zeke was best ECW champ. BJ, I'm done. He didn't even defend the belt. I think he won it and then retired. Best ECW champ debuted on Dynamite tonight. Hikaleu? He was an ECW champ. Ooh, Chavo. Okay. I heard you go off about that in person. See? B-Boy Skyline knows. He knows. That's all I got to say about this stuff. If Brian signs, I'm happy. If Punk signs, I'm happy. But I'm not believing it until they're on the stage, mic in hand. This could be a trick to get us all to believe it's happening. Who knows? I'm not trying to doubt the sources. I want to see it. And once it happens, I'll probably lose my mind because that's what we do as wrestling fans. And that's what we enjoy. And that's why we are here every single week to talk pro wrestling. And I hope that you'll be back next week to join us as we will be reviewing Fight for the Fallen. And we are going to be holding it down. And we'll be back here once again. So make sure if you guys like the video, hit the like button on it. Click subscribe. And this week, please tell a friend to join Everything Pro Wrestling Facebook group. Sign up for the YouTube channel. Take your mama's phone. Tell her to sign up for the YouTube channel. Do something and help promote the brand. I appreciate each and every one of you. We've got some more videos and stuff lined up coming out for you guys soon. I can't wait to talk some more wrestling video game stuff once we get the news on that. And I'm just laughing at the comments in the chat. I love you guys. Thank you so much for watching Everything Pro Wrestling. And we will be back next week with another show. For myself and Derek, we are out. Peace.
This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans. For the fans. Not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes.
everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans, not many in this can understand, this the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, please listen every day to the showcase, the opinions and knowledge that anyone can take, showing you how it is done, proving I am number one, what a legend becomes, this is now my time to show you that I am here, this podcast just to make it loud and clear, by the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes.